clouds are rolling in, holding on, such a lonely road. Lightning strikes, it wakes the land, what a lovely sight.
That's a little taste of Songs for Peace, which will be happening this weekend in the far northwest. The Harding River in Roebourne will be the venue for the open-air concert, which is now in its third year. The songs are written by Roebourne community members, young people and inmates from the nearby prison, and sung by leading Indigenous artists. Senior banjima man and singer-songwriter Angus Smith told Annie Haswell all about the event.
The build-up to that was the songwriting workshop we done. Some in the prison and some back down at the Maroon Centre, which is where we do most of our practicing and preparation work.
How much is the prison a part of the scene there? It sounds like it's kind of integral to the community.
Yeah, well, the prison, because a lot of the prisons are obviously community people, so, and there's a lot of great things happen there, you know, and it, I guess it's an audience where we really want to catch up with family, and we get some great songs out of that through Big Art, you know, like there's a lot of great songs come out of it. And there are people that, after coming out, they carry on with the program, you know what I mean? It's not just about the music. Music is also, it's our culture. Music is our culture. This is how we keep our history alive, you know. We do it through music, songwriting.
And it's a very healing kind of thing, I imagine, because you can keep your stories going.
Well, if you look at what, I guess, everyday people do, if they're stressed out and troubled, eventually most of them should go and try and get some sort of counselling, I guess. Well, our old people worked that out very, very long time ago, that you need to release what's inside bottling you up. And if it's not just talking to someone, it's definitely writing a song about it, you know. It can be a place of significance to that person or a tribe. And it could be an emotion they're feeling, a hurt. Or it could be a happy place too. It doesn't have to always be the bad things. It can be good things.
Yeah.
And so music keeps that alive, and music then carries it on basically forever if it's a great song. And if family people look at it and they say, yeah, we like that song, it's a great song, and that person they passed on, we'll keep that music alive. See, and that's how we carry our history alive.
So do you think for Indigenous people it's closer to their culture to use song and songwriting?
Yep, definitely is.
Comes more naturally.
Yep. And I don't think it should be just for Indigenous people. To me, it's something that every one of us should be doing, you know. We're expressing ourselves. We should be all allowed to express ourselves negatively or positively, but, you know, I don't mean in a harmful way.
I've watched the video and saw some really lovely songs, especially from some of the kids. Are they writing their own material?
Yeah. A lot of the workshop we're doing is we're doing it all together, you know, like the kids are doing their section, the adults are doing theirs. It's a great thing to me because I love music, I love writing songs, and, you know, when you write songs, you can see where people are at with their lives, you know.
How's the Saturday's performance going to work? Because it's the third time you've done it, but this is mid-pandemic. Is it going to be different to the other times?
I believe we might have restrictions in place. I think that's just normal. But it's going to be a community event, as it always has been, and we'll have our time of having meals there. And then we'll just get up, and the community people will be involved with professional musicians, and we'll present what we've been writing in the last 3 or 5 weeks. I think it's 3 or 4 weeks, if I remember.
And I believe you've got some other musicians involved from all over Australia.
Yeah, there's a few musicians who are going to be there. You got Vicky Thorne from The Waits, she's here. Lois Olney, she's here. Lucky Oceans, David Hines, you got Naomi Pigram, John Bennett. Yeah, those are the main acts that we've got.
And will you be performing yourself?
I'll be playing there, yeah. I've done it every year for I don't know how long I've been part of this, for 4 or 5 years at least. Songs of Peace has only been around for about 3 years, I believe, but we've been doing shows in Roebourne for a bit while longer, you know.
Give me a sense of what it's going to look like, where it will be, what it will be like.
To me, it feels like it's going to be the best event we ever do. This just feels really positive. The songwriting is really good. There's good quality of song, high quality of songs, and even the professionals who are involved with the singing feel that it's going to be a great event, you know. And I'm just glad that in a place where we have so much turmoil, but I mean, Roebourne's like any other town, I suppose you have the ups and downs, we're uniting with everybody, you know, and we're going to do a presentation of songs of our history.
It's not what we want or what we need. We just want to hang out with the skate park G, chilling in the place of the Robin streets, walking round and round in the summer breeze heat. This is what we do and this is who we are. Not a bunch of bad people in the Northwest Pilbara.
I want to be a leader, I want to be strong.
There's a little taste of some of the songs that will be heard on Saturday night at the Songs for Peace concert in Roebourne. Annie Haswell was talking there to Angus Smith. This year's event will also feature an exclusive video appearance from Paul Kelly and will be a small COVID-safe community event, also live-streamed on NADA Media, which is part of the CBA network. We'll put details on our website.